USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp rips Major League Baseball on Fox News for discrepancy after moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta.
The All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American that has less early voting days than Georgia has. They have 15, we have 17.
A follow-up on a surveillance video that captured violence in Manhattan last week, where a 65-year-old Asian woman on her way to church was viciously beaten by a complete stranger. The building workers who stood idly by as the woman was brutally attacked are out of a job. They were fired. NYPD is reporting 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has been charged with hate crimes. Attorneys general from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners flew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. Those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
With numerous allegations of human rights abuses, it looks as if the United States will not boycott the Olympic Games in China next year. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the Games in China with that country's human rights record. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the Games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there is no timeline for a decision on the Games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022.
In 2008, the Olympic Games were held in China for the very first time. Making the TV news circuit, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, called for the United States to shut down the immigration system and have a timeout, like we shut down travel from China, and let's figure this out. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR driver Kyle Busch has experience in dealing with negative attention. The two-time NASCAR Cup champion offers his words of wisdom for driver Noah Gragson and his temper.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. You know, you certainly want to be careful. There's ways you can climb your way to the top of that mountain, but if you slip too big, you're going to avalanche down, right? So I don't think he's done anything wrong per se. It's just a matter of, building that persona and how much of that persona do you build. So, look, the biggest thing for me if I were giving advice to Noah is, you know, you need to put a little bit more focus on you, yourself, your team, and less on everybody else and go out there and win races. And look, he was super fast at Homestead. I mean, highly impressive, what he was doing there and should have won that race, but ultimately it didn't happen. And look, there's hundreds of YouTube videos out there of Kyle Busch after a race in which he dominated and didn't win, where he's pissed off afterwards. So I'm guilty of it too, but, it's a racing incident. It's stuff that happens. I've grown to understand a little bit more of that as I've gotten older, so I'm sure he will too.
NASCAR resumes Saturday night to Martinsville, Virginia. The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. 15 games are scheduled in Major League Baseball today. The earliest game is at 12:05 p.m. Eastern as Atlanta and Washington pull down a doubleheader. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.